It's finally over. Both the season and the Dodgers drought, World Series drought. It is finally over as the final score of tonight's game for game six and the decider for this World Series, Dodgers 3, Rays 1. All right. So, yeah. All right. So again, the scoring summary, Randy Arozarena led off, or got the scoring started for the Rays on a solo homer into right field with one out, making 1-0 Tampa Bay. And then the bottom of the sixth, Blake Snell was really dominant tonight. Yeah, he was very dominant. Looked like he only, well, I actually gave up until like the bottom of the sixth inning. He really did not give up any runs whatsoever, or any runs or hits whatsoever. He did give up one hit, and that was a Chris Taylor, I believe, single. But yeah, in the third inning, but that was about it. That was mainly just about it. We can find that. Bottom of the third. Yeah, Chris Taylor single, but that was about it up until top of the sixth inning, or the bottom of the sixth inning. And then Kevin Cash basically made the ultimate decision to bring Snell out of the game. And that kind of pissed off a few ton of people, including Blake Snell, to bring in Nick Anderson. And that's where the real scoring started. Mookie Betts had a double. And then Austin Barnes scored on a wild pitch by Nick Anderson to tie up the game 1-1. And then a fielder's choice, Corey Seager reaches on a fielder's choice that scores Mookie Betts, make it 2-1, LA led. And then the bottom of the eighth inning, Mookie Betts with the dagger. He hits a homer in the center field to make it 3-1 Reds, or 3-1 Dodgers. Sorry, Red Sox fans. I mean, this is kind of a, yeah, I felt pain after that home run. I thought, a little happiness, but a little bit pain at the same time. That's where the final score would stand, 3-1 Dodgers. Dodgers scored 3 runs on 5 hits and commit 0 errors, while the Rays scored 1 run on 5 hits and commit 0 errors. All right, box scores. All right, so the Rays, G-Man Choi led off and played first base. He went 0 for 2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once. All right, and then Yandy Diaz came in and pitch hit for him and played first base. He went 0 for 1. And the only thing he got was a strike, that one lone strikeout and that one at bat. And then batting second and playing left field is Randy Arozarena. He went 2 for 4, 1 run, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out once. Batting third and playing DH was Austin Meadows. He went 1 for 3. 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. All right. And then pitch hitting for him and playing DH was Hunter Renfroe. He went 0 for 1, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right. And then batting fourth and playing second base was Brandon Lau. He went 0 for 3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs. He did walk once, and he struck out twice. Batting fifth and playing right field is a former Red Sox farm system player, Manuel Margot. He went 0 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. All right. Then batting sixth and playing third base was Joey Wendell. He went 0 for 3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. And then pitch hitting for him was Chris Brazzo. He went 0 for 1. And that one at bat was a strikeout. All right, batting seventh, the playing shortstop was Willy Adames. He went 0 for 4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice, or struck out 3 times. And then batting eighth and playing center field is the Parkland Scum. Parkland Scum, Kevin Car or Kevin Kiermaier. He went 1 for 3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. I can't believe that this is probably the last time I'll be saying that until next season. Yeah. And then batting ninth and playing catcher was Mike Zunino. He went one for three. Zero runs, zero RBIs, zero walks, and struck out twice. And then pitch running for him was Brett Phillips. And he did not get in at bat whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats. And then catching in that position was Michael Perez. He did not get in at bat whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats too. All right, so the only extra base hits that they got was a double by Kevin Kiermaier in the second inning, I believe, and the home run by Randy Arozarena with his third of the World Series in the first inning off of Tony Gosselin with zero on and one out. Or Gosselin, yeah. All right, pitching. So Blake Snell got the start. He went 5-1/3 inning, so very good. So, yes, as we said, he only gave up two hits, was a single by Chris Taylor and the double by Mookie Betts. He did give up a run, and that one run was earned, and that was that one run, the Austin Barnes run? Okay, yeah, I can see the All right. He did not walk a single person. He was one shy of double-digit punchies. Yeah, so he only finished out with 9. He did not give up a home run, and he left the game with a 2.70 ERA. All right. Nick Anderson goes 1 1/3 innings. He gave up a hit, surrendered a run. That one run was earned. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 9.00 ERA. Aaron Loop came in and pitched 1 1/3 innings. No hits, no runs, and definitely no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 7.71 ERA. Pete Fairbanks pitched one and a one-third inning. I can't pronounce that. All right, he only gave up 2 hits. He surrendered a run. That one run was earned, and that was a Mookie Betts dagger home run. Walked 2 people, struck out 2. Gave up 1 home run, yes, all right, so I was right. And left the game with 6.75 ERA. Ryan Yarbrough came in and pitched a 2/3 inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 3.86 ERA. All right. Dodgers box scores. All right. Mookie Betts led off, or former Red Sox player. Sad to say it, but it's the truth. Very sad truth. All right. Hopefully this is the last time we have to say that this season, at least for now. Yeah. Do we play the Dodgers next year? I don't think we play the Dodgers next year. No. That's until 2022. Okay, so we got time. All right. All right. Unless they make the World Series again. Make the World Series again next year, which, yeah, that might be, yeah. Right. Okay. All right, so Mookie Betts led off and played right field, former Red Sox Mookie Betts. He went 2 for 4, 2 runs, 1 RBI, 0 walks, and struck out twice. Batting second and playing shortstop was Corey Seager. He went 0 for 3, 0 runs, 1 RBI, 1 walk, and struck out twice. All right, and then batting third and playing third base is Justin Turner. He went 0 for 3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. And then taking his spot in the starting lineup and playing second base is Kike Hernandez. And we'll get into why that happened in a little bit. He went 0 for 1, and that one at bat was a strikeout. And then batting fourth and playing first base was Max Muncy. He went 0 for 4. 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. All right. And then batting fifth and playing DH was Will Smith. No, not the Will Smith from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. With that, yeah. Well, one last time. All right. He did not, he went 1 for 3. No runs, no RBIs. Did not walk a single time, and he struck out once. And then batting sixth and playing center field was Ted Williams lookalike. Corey Bellinger, he went 0 for 3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and he struck out once. All right. Then batting Batting seventh and playing second in left field was Chris Taylor. He went 1-for-3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and he struck out once. All right, and then batting eighth and playing left field is the Notre Dame baseball product, AJ Pollock. He went 0-for-2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and he struck out 0 times. And then pinch hitting for him was Jack Peterson, but he didn't went 0-for-0, and the reason is because that one at bat was a walk, so that did not count. So only one walk. And then taking a spot in the lineup is Edwin Rios. He played third base, and he did not get in bad whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats. Then batting ninth and playing catcher was Austin Barnes. He went 1-for-3, 1 run, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, so the only extra base hits that they got was a double by Mookie Betts and Will Smith, and a home run by Mookie Betts, his second of the World Series, in the eighth inning off of Pete Fairbanks with 0 on and 0 out. All right, pitching. All right, so Tony Gosselin got the start and went 1-2/3 innings. He gave up 3 hits, surrendered 1 run. That 1 run was earned. He walked 2 people, struck out 4, gave up 1 home run, and left the game with a 6.00 ERA. All right, so let's see. Dylan Floro came in and pitched a 1/3 inning. No run, no hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked one, nobody, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 9.00 ERA. Alex Wood came in and pitched 2 innings. No hits, no runs, and definitely no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out 3, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. Pedro Baez came in and pitched a 2/3 inning, gave up a hit, but he did not give up an earned run. Give up a run, and he definitely did not give up an earned run. He walked 0 people, only struck out 1, gave up no ding-dongs, and left the game with a 5.40 ERA. Right. Victor Gonzalez came in and pitched 1/3 inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out 3 people, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 2.45 ERA. Brustar Graterol came in and pitched a 2/3 inning. No, gave up only 1 hit, but he did not give up a run, and definitely no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out 1, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with 0.00 ERA. Julio Arraez came in and pitched 2 1/3 inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out 4, gave up 0 home runs, and left the game with a 2.57 ERA. All right. So the win goes to Victor Gonzalez. His first of the World Series and probably only one right now. The loss gets slapped to Nick Anderson. He went 1-for-3 and got a blown save. And the save goes to Julio Arraez, his first of the World Series. So actually, I actually heard that actually – he became the first Mexican-born player to do that. So basically, we just witnessed history tonight. with Julio Arraez. All right. So before we get into who won the or congratulations and who got the MVP, we have to bring this out. The reason why Justin Turner left the game early and Kike Hernandez took his spot, or Edwin Rios, is that Justin Turner tested positive for COVID. Yeah. What his response was, he feels good. He feels asymptomatic. So there's really nothing to he has no symptoms whatsoever. So he should be good. So that is a positive sign, but it kind of makes you feel like, ugh. So, yeah, maybe the bubble didn't really work. Yeah. No. Well, at least it happened in the last game. I mean, at least it happened in the last game. I mean, we can have the rest of the offseason to think about it. Yeah. All right. For the first time since 1988, congratulations to the LA Dodgers. Your first ever World Series title since then. Yeah. And we did see something. Something that happened a little funny. So in 1988, the Lakers and the Dodgers won their respective titles. And now in 2020, the Lakers and the Dodgers did it again at the same year. So it's kind of, kind of neat. And I am kind of happy for guys like, yes, I will admit it. I know this kind of seems wrong right now, but I am kind of happy for someone like Mookie Betts. He finally got another ring. Although it wasn't with the Red Sox. That is the sad part. It wasn't with the Red Sox. And I'm also glad for someone like Joe Kelly. He finally got another ring again. So he now has two, one with the Red Sox and one with the Dodgers. Very good. Yeah, I'm happy for someone like an AJ Pollock. I'm happy that he finally got a ring. And someone like Clayton Kershaw, he finally got a ring. And Ted Williams looked like Corey or Cody Bellinger. Yeah, he finally got a ring too. Yeah. And guys, let's see. Like, I was happy to see someone like Brewster Gratterall, who I will admit now, you know, that Jesus Ortiz fantasy player that I've been messing with or doing like stats, like taking other players' stats and using it as his own. Yeah, that's the pitcher that we use, Brewster Gratterall, as the guinea pig. Yeah, as the so-and-so Jesus Ortiz. Yeah, so we use his stats. All right. So we used him. So yeah. So let's see. I'm happy for someone like Clayton Kershaw, a legend of a pitcher, and probably will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And he finally has a ring. He finally has a ring after all these years, and probably maybe the longest tenured Dodger of the entire team. And he finally got a ring. What about someone like David Price? Would he get a ring? I know he did opt out, but kind of starting to think, would he possibly get a ring? That might be a question. That might be something to know about if they do the ring ceremony next year. So Corey Seager is your MVP. Well deserved. Well deserved. Very good. Yeah. I thought they were going to give it to Mookie Betts at first. Either him or Clayton Kershaw. Like one of those two. Yeah. Yeah. That would have stung Red Sox fans like very badly if Mookie Betts got the MVP. Even though he did kind of end that game, he basically put a dagger in the series and made it so the Dodgers are finally, yeah. Speaking of the whole Blake Snell thing, so my opinion is I don't know why everybody's angry about this. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think in the sixth inning, I feel like that's what I usually do for MLB The Show. Like, if he's pitching really good, well, a lot of things have to go down too before I take him out of the sixth inning, but still. Yeah, everybody's painting him to be like the next Gritty Little. I mean, oh my Lord, no. That was, yeah, something, yeah. I don't know. So I'm really, feel bad for Kevin Cash a little bit too. I mean, he didn't ask for that. Blake Snell was not really happy. And I would kind of see his side of the story too, is because he's pitching a really good game. As I said, he did not give up. He only gave up two hits. A single by Chris Taylor and a double by Mookie Betts, and that was the only kind of hits that he's given up the entire game. At that point, he was basically shoving it up the Dodgers' butts, and we thought, okay, there's going to be a game seven tomorrow night. Yeah. A winner take all. Yeah. But it didn't happen. And because of that one incident with Kevin Cash taking out Blake Snell, the Dodgers now have a World Series right now. Or that's kind of what happened, yeah. I'm not saying that I'm putting blame on Kevin Cash. It just happened. It just happened, dude. I mean, at the same time, even guys with the whole going back to Grady Little, they said we would have done if we were him, we would have done the same thing too. But we'll never know. That's all that happened. It happened. The runs came in the score. It's over. Also, congrats also to Dave Roberts. Now, former Red Sox, a guy who never had to buy another beer in Boston ever again after his famous deal in Game 4 of the World Series, or of the, sorry, not World Series, ALCS, and that which started that huge comeback for the ages, which today is, or well, yesterday is the 16th anniversary of the Red Sox finally winning in 2004 and finally reversing the curse or ending the curse. Yeah. Well, today, well, now since it's now midnight my time, today is now the anniversary of the 2018 World Series and the 2007 World Series. Yeah. So 13 years for 07, 2 years for 2013 or 2018. Hopefully we get to make more memories of this. And I feel like we will. I feel like, yes, you know what, Red Sox fan, it was kind of not great to see Mookie finally win. I know the jokes are still going to keep coming. I bet you we're going to hear more of these jokes in the coming days. But you know what? Nothing changes. We will rise again. We will rise again. And we will hoist up the Commissioner's Trophy. Well, another, or we will... the next time and the next one. We will get number 10. We will get number 10. I don't know how many years it might take. Hopefully it doesn't take long. Hopefully maybe just be 5 years or so. But we will rise again. Have faith, Red Sox fans. Have faith. So speaking of which, so now with the World Series over, it looks like Alex Cora's suspension is over. So it's looking like we could possibly be getting them back. Yeah. And if I was Chaim Bloom, I would do that. I would bring Alex Cora back because it would just make your job a lot easier if you just, you know what, I'll just rehire him again. Just and who are the Reds? And if there are Red Sox fans who say, well, I don't want him back. He was a cheater in Houston. Well, that was in Houston. That wasn't in Boston, you dummy. Seriously, go, get out of here. Go catch Carter. No, get out of here. I don't want to have a conversation with you. All right. So, yeah, hopefully they'll bring him back. But if not, here are some options via MLB trade rumor.com or trade rumors. All right. Da-da-da-da. MLB search. All right, here we are. MLB manager search. All right, so the Red Sox have interviewed Mike Bell, former Twins bench coach, Don Kelly, Pirates bench coach, Carlos Mendoza. You just hear this recently. We posted this on the Instagram page. Yankees bench coach, James Rosen, Marlins bench coach, Skip Schumacher, Pirates associate manager, huh? All right, Loretta, Diamondbacks bench coach, and Will Venable, Cubs third base coach. All right, and then under consideration is Alex Cora. Hopefully, we can get him back, and George Lombard, Dodgers first base coach. Yeah. And also, I really kind of want, if Alex Cora doesn't really come back, the one person I might want to see and might be up for consideration too is someone like maybe Jason Veritek. Oh, here's a suggestion. Since maybe Pedroia's career might be coming to an end pretty soon and you still have a little bit of his contract left, why not make him the manager? Petey? Red Sox manager? I mean, might as well use up that contract that he still has. They still has to wrap up in 2022. Yeah, why not, huh? Yeah, do it. Give them. Yeah, Jason Veritek. Yeah, one of those, yeah. But yeah, but we don't know. Yeah. So I kind of like this whole individual game. Podcasting. I feel like this really just had to take really that long. Well, we are like a little bit 20 minutes or more or something like that. But still, I mean, it's we're doing good. We're doing good on time. I mean, so what I'm trying to say is why not bring it into next year? Why not do this next year? And we probably will. Now, knowing the success of what this has been, why not bring it in next year? With the whole post game, individual post game instead of the series recap. I feel like we'll do it. We'll do it. You know what? Executive decision. We're doing it. We're doing it. Yeah. But so here we are. So we'll do some off-season episodes, weekly off-season episodes. So we probably won't start. We'll take some time off a little bit too, and maybe next Sunday or a couple of Sundays from now, we might maybe after they do the whole award ceremony stuff and all those awards, we might get back into like off-season stuff and stuff like that. So we might do that. We won't do individual game post games for the spring training games. We'll wait until the actual regular season to do that. I am kind of excited for 2021. Maybe this might be the road back to glory. Maybe the season, next season, we will be good again. We will rise again, folks. Count on it. That's it. All right. Good night, everybody. Banyana.